Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, the 2nd of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm. And what national day is it today there, Christina?
Good morning.
Good morning.
And actually, today is International Doggy Day.
Doggy or donkey?
Dogs. Dogs.
Doggy. Dog. Like woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, woof, woof.
International Doggy Day.
The International Yay. Doggy Day.
Did you know that in China you can clone your dog for $50,000 and you'll have the same dog?
You can do what? Oh, clone it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if it works. I mean, you could have the same genetic, but the way, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. I can't hear. Wait a minute. Talk. I can't hear you.
You can't hear.
I can now. Okay. I can now.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, good morning. It is Thursday morning, and it's a nippy out there. 47 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. Mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers. A high of 71. Tonight, a chance of showers and a low of 53. And on Friday, mostly sunny. A high of 75 and a low of 58. Saturday, showers likely, a high of 68. Saturday night, showers likely, a low of 56. And on Sunday, we have a chance of showers, a high of 65. Sunday night, showers likely, a low of 51. And on Monday, showers likely, a high of 61 and a low of 48. Showers likely. It doesn't get over about 50%.
It doesn't mean it's going to rain. It could be cloudy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We do need some rain, and it is getting towards winter here. We're in fall, so we need to start getting some rain. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, Carl, it's strange standing here because it's dark outside.
It's what?
It's dark outside.
It's dark outside.
Yeah, and usually when I'm here, it's kind of light, but it's still dark.
And then
dark.
We're going to move the clocks
back.
So it'll be lighter.
Really dark.
Oh, boom, back. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's going to be
really dark in the morning.
Yeah, and then it's kind of like...
I'm not sure
why we do that.
Well,
it was during World War II, I think, it started.
Actually, I think part of the reason was for the...
Agriculture.
Agriculture.
Yeah.
The crops and being able to harvest the crops and have more hours. But we're so far beyond that now that it doesn't make any difference.
Well, we still have farms.
Well, we still do, but they don't depend. Things are different than they were.
Things are different. Yeah. Hey.
And actually, you know, we put that on the ballot a while back, and in our wisdom, instead of saying, which most people said, hey, let's just get rid of it, which was an option, we decided to let the legislature decide.
Oh.
That's how we voted. We're so smart in the state of California. We think we can take all these issues on let the people vote. God, if we mess things up.
This is weird. I hear myself really clear, but I can hear you, but it's not as clear. I mean, it's not as the sound level isn't as high. So are they both the same? Huh. Hmm. Okay. No, I mean, I can hear you fine.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how it's going out over the air. So, yeah, somebody will tell me. Okay, well, speaking of veterans, it's the 30th annual Veterans Day Parade out in the city of Shasta Lake. It's going to be this Saturday, honoring our military now and always. Over 100 entries out there, the largest parade north of Fresno. I've got a pancake breakfast that you can buy if you get there around 7:30 or 8, and the parade starts at 10. Plenty of room down there. At the city of Shasta Lake on the main street down there in Shasta Dam. People can park all along the sides and it's, you know, bands, military vehicles, sheriffs, police, fire engines,
children,
horses,
animals,
you name it, it's there.
You know, and that historically has been the Veterans Parade in the city of Shasta Lake, Central Valley before that.
Yeah.
Forever and ever and ever. And it, showers likely on Saturday, but after 11.
So, yeah.
You know,
it'll be over.
It'll be all right.
It'll be over. It starts at 10, takes like about an hour.
Go out and have your breakfast. They have a great breakfast out there. Yeah.
30th annual Shasta Lake Lions. So, cool. Hey, there's this bad wreck up in Shingletown. Three were killed, two children injured.
When was this?
And this was yesterday. 9:45 on, I'm sorry, today's Thursday. Happened at 9:45 Tuesday night. And Linda and I were talking about it yesterday, and she said, I wonder if it was a deer. And it is. It was. The car hit a deer and then went off and hit a tree. And three adults killed, two children major injuries. You have really, really
got to be careful driving in the mountains.
Yeah, watching up there in Shingletown. I know of two friends that have hit deer up there.
We hit a deer, but we didn't actually hit him. He came racing across the street and tried to jump our truck. I mean, he literally ran into us. If he'd have been a second later, he'd have come right through the passenger window.
Yeah, and so it's
did a lot of damage to the car.
A lot of deer up there.
But he got off. He got up and ran away.
Yeah, I wonder how far he ran.
I don't know.
Did he run into the car?
He did. He ran right into the car.
He may have. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the other one, we've been coming back down there on the Harley at sun. You know, when at getting close to sunset. So that's sun. Because you're coming down, you're going west, is right in your eyes.
Yeah.
And it is almost impossible to see. So you're riding with your hand in front of your face trying to shade it, even with sunglasses on. And Linda's tapping me on the shoulder and saying, deer, deer. And I went, I love you too. No, deer. And she's pointing. And, there was probably 10 or 12 deer right on the side of 44.
Yeah.
There and you know, in the trees and I tell you what, I downshifted and went through that area like about 20 miles an hour and they just stood there and watched us. But I'm thinking, you know, especially on a motorcycle.
And when you see one, you can almost bet there's at least one more behind
you. Oh, yeah. I've had elk cross between me and a guy in front of me. And, I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
And you don't see them sometimes until they're
just, there. Boy, when I go up to Shingletown on occasion, and when I come down, I'm just... Boy, my eyes are just looking for eyes. You can see the bright spot, but you really, really have to be careful.
You do. And this was at 9:45 Tuesday night, and they were, I don't know, maybe they were coming home from trick-or-treating or whatever, but what a horrible tragedy. So anyway, be really aware out there, and especially in Shingletown, because the roads, I mean, even though they've started clearing, you know, a lot of the trees off, there's still a lot of places in there that deer are hanging out.
Yeah, especially when you come off and go down Durst Road.
It's
really, I see them in there all the time. In fact, that's where we hit, that one hit us many years ago.
Oh.
I remember that my husband put a whole bunch of wrought iron up on the front of the, because we used to go up to deer hunting and cutting wood. We used to go up to Shingletown a lot. And so he spent, I don't know how much money, with black wrought iron, brace in the front, and all this stuff around
here. On the outside of your car?
Yeah, you know, on the big Chevy pickup.
Why didn't you just buy one of those cattle bumpers?
Well, it was. That's what I'm saying. It was the big, you know, the cattle bumper.
Oh,
big,
okay.
Big old black wrought iron thing.
That's why I had it. After that one
never,
guy hit.
Never hit another deer.
After that one guy hit. Yeah. Got hit by the deer. That's what he did. And then I think he hit another deer up there. He said it's just crazy. You know, get hit twice by deer, but the second time hit the cattle bumper and didn't cause any damage to the truck.
Yeah.
Caused some damage to the deer. Okay. This is going to be open line today. We thought I had a guest at 7:30 that turned out that they said they couldn't do it. And I said, okay. And Janky is on his way down to Sacramento. He's getting some kind of award down there from the Realtors Association. Can you believe that?
Sure.
I didn't realize you could sell anything. So, you know, no, he's listening right now. So congratulations, Doug, on that.
If you have something on your mind, we're going to have just an hour and 45 minutes here of open line. If you've got something you want to talk about that we haven't discussed and you think we should, give us a call at 605-4567. Otherwise, you just got to put up with whatever we come up with.
Well, we're going to be talking about what happened at the Board of Supervisors. We're going to, especially on this Charter County thing. When I read it, I understood, okay, I can understand that, but and it looks like there's only one proviso in this thing. That's, and then we've got the, talked about, the wind farm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting subject.
Yeah, and some, and this one program, it's called Not Invisible. I don't know if you've heard of that, but I read about it, and, it's, well, we'll talk about it when we get back.
I want to talk about Governor Newsom's new education thing. They're bound and determined that they're going to get a hold of our kids and teach them everything they want them to know from the time they're born till the time they die and not have us interfere in any way.
Just talking, Linda was at the rodeo auxiliary, ladies' rodeo, Reading Rodeo Auxiliary, and this one lady has a house, and her insurance went from $1,150 a year to over $7,000 a year in the snap of fingers. That's why you really need to give Judy Maxwell a call, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. With the crazy insurance premiums going on, people losing their insurance, not because they've done anything, it's just that your company has chosen not to do business now, whether it's in the middle of Sacramento or in Palo Cedro. Maxwell Insurance and Financial can help you for a second opinion on your insurance or what about some of your investments, retirement plans, 401. Give Judy Maxwell a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. Judy's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Cause now you got me crawling on the floor. And I've never known a girl like you before.
Win a Sundance Spa on November 9th at the VFW in Anderson, sponsored by the local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, the Shasta County Gun Owners. There's never been a more important time to celebrate American patriotism and the Second Amendment. $40 gets you an amazing dinner by Rockin' P and a chance to win a Sundance Spa. Live auction and drawing items include CCW classes, guns, desserts, and more. Tickets available at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas in Jones Fort. Call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their book, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Bros.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Good morning, Thursday, the 2nd of November, All Souls Day. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with the Watch Repairman, our favorite place to go. Hey, it's getting to be Christmas, Trish.
Absolutely. They got lots of Christmas ideas and beautiful gifts.
Oh, my gosh.
Estate jewelry. Have something special made.
Yeah, they can design jewelry, or you can design one, and they can build it. And then you'd have that's it. You'd have the only piece of jewelry that looked like that. Mine would look like a Lego put together by a four-year-old. But they could build it if that's what it looked like. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Locally owned, locally operated. Okay. Charter counties. Are you familiar with charter counties?
Well, I'm more familiar with charter cities than I am charter counties. I'm not exactly sure. I do know that you can write your own charter and the people elect to do that. And then that enables you to do certain things that other counties are not allowed to do. And I'm not familiar enough to know how much leeway there is there and how much you can vary from state law.
Well, when I read yesterday, the charter county is, the board voted 3-2 yesterday, asked voters which Shasta County should be governed as a charter county. But the charter would include only one provision, that the board of supervisors appoints a replacement to vacant positions on the board. Some people are concerned that that move could mean the board's first step in eventually converting the county clerk and registrar job.
Well,
I don't think they can do that.
I don't think they can. And here's the thing. We have all, under state law, whenever a vacancy has occurred in any elected official other than the Board of Supervisors through death or retirement or any of those things, the Board of Supervisors can fill that position or call for a new election. Any elected official except a member of the Board of Supervisors. Okay, they've always been able to fill those positions, until an election occurs to fill that vacated position.
Yeah.
Other than recall. Okay, and then the governor had to appoint if a county supervisor retired, passed away, left office for any reason other than recall, the governor had to make that appointment. The county board of supervisors did not have the authority to fill a vacancy on the board of supervisors.
Well, that's what this new charter seems to say.
Okay, exactly.
Is that they can replace a person who has died, recalled, or whatever.
But what they're doing in that in response to what the new law that governor, but in the case of a recall of a county supervisor in the past or anybody else, it was part of the election process. You voted to recall, yes or no.
That's how Garmin got in.
Exactly. And if you did, then the people voted to elect who to replace him.
Right.
After the Modi recall, successful recall where Garmin got in, the governor and the legislature saw fit to change that law.
Well, they didn't, now, they didn't want the people to actually have a say in what they're doing in their own county.
Well, there you go. I mean, why they did not want people to be able to. And I will say you that there were people from Shasta County who encouraged that position.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Having said that, it doesn't make any sense. And so the people should be able to. And I understand that this issue with the charter county has only that one provision, that in case of a recall, the Board of Supervisors can, or any other vacancy, the Board of Supervisors can replace that county supervisor. Now, I'm not sure whether they can do that, given that state law has never allowed them to appoint a sitting supervisor.
Well, the other side, the opponents, Dana Silverstein, said she told the supervisor she suspects the board will add amendments to the charter to make the county clerk / registrar of voters an appointed position. See, their thinking is they want to get rid of Kathy Darlin Allen.
Well, here's the point, and I think that people have to take into consideration and back up a few steps and realize that we are a republic. We are not a democracy. We never have been. We, under our state constitution and under our federal constitution, elect people to make decisions for us.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. We, the people, do not vote on every issue. And if you need proof of why that's a really good idea, all you have to do is take a look at all of the things that we have put on the ballot every year, all of the ballot measures and all of the things that the state of California puts on the ballot, and what a mess we have been in as a result.
Absolutely.
Of that.
Look at Prop 47.
Let's go to any of them.
Let's go to the phones. Kevin Cry. Good morning, Kevin. Kevin.
Hey, Carl. How you doing today?
Fine. Good morning,
Roger
Kevin.
Clark.
Did we capture that? Well, did we capture that?
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Like, you know, I got to the gym this morning at 5 a.m., and one of the guys there says, hey, explain this to me. So he points, and the newspaper, of course, has a huge article. And the whole article, until you flip to the inside, makes it sound like the whole reason it was brought forward had something to do with the recall. And this had zero to do with the recall. This is about returning as much local control and grabbing as much local control as Shasta County can get and to give it to the voters. I mean, it is the simplest thing. And what blew me away and still blows me away is that we had two supervisors up there on the board not vote for local control, and they want to make it death by committee and get all kinds of input when they just got done talking, when Supervisor Rickert just got done talking about she thinks the voters should decide if supervisors get a raise, which I totally agree with, but then to say local control and put it to the voters is what's the most important thing, and then to do a 180 and take it away is crazy to me. Crazy. I mean, this is about local control. One item, the governor does not get to appoint in our county. That's it. No more, no less.
Well, the way I understand it, the local control, like for raises, was to be on a ballot position. And this one, when you're wanting to become a charter county, is just the whole thing behind it is to keep the governor from appointing a supervisor.
Correct. So what you're going to
do. No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, what you're going to. Is any group that comes out against this single item is showing their true colors, that they want this state ran by the supermajority that is Sacramento. That's all this is. There's no amendments, no referendums, no little add-ons, no hidden language, none of that. And if there is anything ever in the future, it has to go to the voters. People will try and distort this because I believe this is the let's just say people that don't like the way of life in Shasta County and like the way San Francisco and some of those major cities are ran, this is a chance for them to be able to block Shasta County from being truly a locally controlled and chart their own path county. And that's why this charter is so important. And it's so important to me because I think it starts with the leadership. And I think if we're going to allow the governor, not just this governor, but any governor, to a point in our county, we're taking away the people's voice, the 180,000 people that reside in Shasta County.
What about the what the one of the people said that they're concerned that there'd be other amendments put on the or other parts to the county, charter county doing away with the office of Kathy Darlene Allen.
And again, it goes to the voters. I'm not bringing that forward. There's no way. What I want, and this is the single thing I wanted on this charter, because as, of course, in my position, as I started to go through the first, and I talked about a charter county when I was running, because when you look at general law versus charter, and I started to do a much deeper dive into our local response versus COVID and the national response, I just thought, man, how in the world is this happening in Shasta County? And so the charter process has to go to the voters. So anything that anybody's concerned about, why would anybody be concerned about what the greatest number of people want? So let's say we want to paint all of our streets green and people are terrified of the color green. Well, guess what? If enough voters vote, they want all of our streets painted green, then probably the street should be painted green because the voters decided that. That's it. I mean, I could have proposed a charter with all kinds of other language, tons of other language, and you could look at the other charters. I mean, I looked at two or three, and the one that I liked the most, simply, Orange County, which is just, let's boil it down and make it one simple thing. And the greatest thing to me is not giving this governor or any governor the power to appoint a supervisor in this county.
And
not just that, Carl, but it doesn't even, you know, if and when it's voted in March, it doesn't even take effect until January of 25. So it has zero to do with me. And the Record Searchlight starts the whole article as if this is some contrived thing about the recall, which is ridiculous.
Well, and if, in fact, we wanted to go forward and change the charter after it's adopted to include other elected officials, that, too, would have to go to a vote of the people to amend the charter.
What people are missing is voting 3-2, this is just to put it on the ballot. It's up to the people if they want to do it or not.
Exactly, Carl. Yeah. And that's what's just shocking to me is that, but again, I think this single measure, this single item is going to, let's just say, flush out all the people that truly call themselves conservatives, but yet they would be against this because there is nothing, I think, greater than the ability for people to be able to vote on what they want and know that their votes counted. And that's it. I mean, when people go to this is like, hey, Shasta County is going to have 5 elected officials on that board of supervisors that will be selected by the people within the county. And the step for me with supervisors, because I use the example of Gateway. Gateway could have appointed somebody. They couldn't decide on anybody. It was 2-2. So it goes to a special election, which I think it should. I think it should be returned to the people every chance we get. And I don't understand. I mean, I'm passionate about it because what I've seen in my very short time, now I'm in my 11th month, is just how power hungry people are and how they want to control things either with their influence or their money is just mind blowing to me. And to think that we would want somebody from Sacramento getting to pick a leader here. I mean, just look at the replacement of Feinstein. I mean, they used race and gender or sexual orientation as the metric or the barometer for who was going to replace Feinstein. And they were public about it.
Yeah.
They didn't
live in California. That was my favorite spot.
Yeah. I mean, and so the fact that people, and I'm not trying to make this about the recall, but this is where I became even more passionate about it when I found out that the law changed. That when a recall, like when Supervisor Modi or Leonard Modi was recalled, you got to select somebody. And so that was changed. And again, it's another example of government overreach, 969 or the wind farms or any of that other stuff.
Yeah, we're going to talk wind farms here in the next segment. Okay, Kevin, we got to run.
I'll be listening. You guys have a great Thursday. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Speaking of local, it's a local bank. I've got four branches in the local area, one in Red Bluff, one down in Anderson, the new one down in Anderson, two right here in Redding. They've been in the business 16, 17 years. It's getting close to 17. And they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. It's a good bank. We do business with them. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, and it's Carl and Trish this morning.
It is, and people call me during the break. So, you know, I'm trying to take care of that. And what else? Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Anderson-based business.
Yes.
Good people down there, young couple.
Yes, nice young
grown
couple.
Grown their business. And
keep those grounds so nice and up.
But they also, they support so many community things there. But they've got NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs, whether it's a daily lease or a monthly or buy your new tractor or any of the stuff they have there. You do it all. They do it local right there at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Okay. Now.
So I want to go back to the salaries of the supervisors because
I called you the night. I called you when I saw that came up, and I said, well, Trish, I mean, what do you think about this? I mean, it was something like going up $3,000 a month. And I mean,
it's
rankled me.
Well, absolutely.
It torqued my jaws. It stuck in my craw. It did all that. So the first person I call is, Trish, have you seen this?
And here's the problem. If, in fact, the Board of Supervisors was doing a full-time job, which at one time it was. I don't know whether it is now or not. They don't meet that often. I'm not sure how things have changed.
They've been meeting more often since Jones has been the chairman.
I know that when I was in office, there was four of us who were, in fact, treating it as a full-time job. I spent I spent time every day. I was in my communities, all of those things, and I treated it as a full-time job, and I voted for two raises while I was in office. That's always a sticky thing, and if you put it to a vote of the people, I can guarantee you that the people are never, ever going to vote a raise for the County Board of Supervisors or the mayor. City of Anderson's in that position. They make, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's something like $50 a month, and they are never, ever going to get a raise down there because they have it tied to the people have to vote in a raise for that.
City of Reading only makes $500 a month, and when you think about this, why aren't they getting paid at least as much as the Board of Supervisors? I mean, they're making multi-million dollar deals out there, and you've got the only people that can afford to do that are either retired or rich.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, but again, if the people you're going to wait, that isn't something that you can do to give yourself. What a lot of counties in the state of California do, and Contra Costa is a perfect example of that, they have their salary tied to the superior, to the judges in their county. And so every time the state, they set the judges' votes or salaries, and that's decided on by the legislature in each state every year. And Contra Costa County supervisors make 65% of what the judges make.
Whatever the judges make.
Whatever the judge is making. So they just got couple years back, they got a 4.5% raise for the judges. It's on the agenda as a noticed item, but the Board of Supervisors never votes on their raises. It automatically happens. They get a certain percentage of that.
That kind of makes sense.
It does make sense. And we talked about it here in Shasta County at one point because it's an uncomfortable thing and people are not, and I believe that if they're doing the job, they need to get paid for it. You have to decide when you put them in there. If they're not doing the job, you're supposed to vote them out. So we should at some point, I hope, get to the point where we have a majority of our people, and I'm not sure we don't have now, who are supporting what the Board of Supervisors is doing.
Yeah, and if it's going to be treated as a full-time job, then it's got to be a full-time job, and you can't be doing other things.
Exactly, and they should be paid accordingly.
However,
right now, I think every one of the members of the board have another thing they're doing.
I don't know.
I don't know about Kim Garman.
Mary's got the ranch and all that, and I'm not sure what Tim Garman does.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I know what Patrick and Kevin do, and Chris is still working, I think.
I don't know. He said he was not going to be working. I don't know. Do kind of remember him saying
that's
that
something that you don't usually hear on shows. Is you say, well, I don't know about that, so I'm not going to say that.
Yeah,
because that could be totally false.
I just think that my point when you called me the other night was I couldn't think of a less good time, less opportune time to talk about giving themselves a raise.
65%. My God, yeah. Tim, what are you thinking of?
I said, they've got to be tone deaf.
But,
to understand
don't
how
put it on the agenda.
Wrong as it is.
Yeah, he had to put it on the agenda. He
yeah,
said,
what
he
was
said
he
there
thinking?
Should be a raise. He said it's for the amount of work they do. And you know what? Maybe they should. But I think it should be in a small. Now, that $500 a month vehicle. Accrual or no assessment that they can get paid $500 a month for vehicle use. I got no problem with that because they're doing their job. They're out there driving around, and if they're not getting reimbursed for that, but gas being, even though it went down below $4 today out yeah. at one place, every place else it's in the low fours and still up in the fives in some areas. But I don't mind that.
When I was on the board, we got reimbursed for everything. Outside of what we considered the SCR area. Okay, if you were, and the SCR area is central something, I've forgotten now what those little letters even stand for.
Is that like the central
but
area?
But it's basically the three cities.
Oh.
Right in the center of the county.
Okay.
So as an example, District 1 supervisor, it's just the city of Reading, basically.
Yeah.
Some of us, like my district was District 5, I go all the way up to Lassen Park. District 4 goes all the way up to Burnie.
Yeah. You were having Shingletown runs.
So if you
Burnie
came
runs,
out,
yeah.
exactly. So we kept track of our mileage and turned that in each month and got so much a cent, you know, for reimbursement. And meals, if they were outside of the county for something, you got reimbursed for that, but you didn't inside the county.
Well, the way you handle that is, with the help of REU, Reading Electric Utility, you purchase an electric vehicle. That's right. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bike, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about these rebates. I have a friend, you know Randall Hempline. He's got a hybrid now, and he just loves it. He's put in like 60 gallons of gas since January 1st or whenever he bought it around in January because he just uses it around town. What he did realize when he was heading to Sacramento, the tank only holds 10 gallons.
Mm.
So, but he says that he saved a lot of money on gas with a hybrid. The only problem with the electric vehicle is the infrastructure. The fact that, you know, I know people with them and they just love those electric vehicles.
Yeah.
I could see a bike. And but I can't bless you.
Oh my goodness.
That snuck out.
That's that guy yeah. trying to turn my head and it just went right
there. It went.
Head.
Okay, hey, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Trish, FBI Director Wray was in front of Congress the other day, and the question was asked, are we safer now than we were before from attack internally?
And what did he say?
And Wray didn't say anything for about 10 seconds. And just, okay, how long, you know, 10 seconds.
That's a long time.
You know how long it is? 10 seconds? 10 seconds of dead air, and people are calling us. 5 seconds of dead air, people are calling us. So 10 seconds while Wray contemplated that, and he said, no, we're not. He said, we've been under more threats in this past year than we have in the past. And then also the fact that the borders being open, the fact that they've been catching the ones they've caught, like over 200 people linked to terrorist organizations. And that was kind of a sobering answer, and it didn't get a lot of play.
Of course not.
It hit that day, and then I've been looking it up, and you've got to like research into what he said. He says our law enforcement agencies, all of them, are working together, but we're not as safe as we were before. I don't know how you could be.
Well, and I think we need to recognize, as he indicated, that okay, they've caught this many. They don't have any idea how many have come through, and they are scattered and embedded in every community throughout this United States. Have no idea how many are in certain cities or what their next modus operandi is. You have to kind of wonder if some of the things that are happening, like this shooting in Maine.
Yeah.
Can you tie? Is there any ties in any way to education, conversation? Are they indoctrinating different, getting into our gangs in different areas? There's too many of them out there to think that they're not going to be trying something within our communities.
the number of gotaways, I think is depends on who you listen to. On the House Judiciary Committee to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in 2022 noted 599,000 known gotaways.
Wow.
Now, if that's truly a number, let's just say it's half. Let's just say half.
Probably twice that much if that's the known they got, but how many they don't know.
Yeah, let's just say it's half. That's 300,000 that just came across the border that we never even got to.
Yeah.
We have no information on them. They just got through. And I, you know, you can, the cartels are using the border as a conduit with all these people getting drugs across. Of course, the border's so porous anyway that you can drug. And we wonder why we have fentanyl problems and cocaine problems and heroin problems. Well, it's all coming off that southern border. It's not coming through the northern border.
Right.
Because there's, you know.
Well, it's an open door.
Yeah.
And they can come across anything. The other thing that I always have to go back to when I think about the border, to me, I think it's the most important thing that's coming across the border, is the child trafficking that's going on and nothing being done about it. The number of children that are released across that border to people that they have no ability to know whether that person has any right to that child, and they're just released. And we know that we have so many thousands of children who go missing every year. Not just across the border, but in this country.
Yeah. Well, Mayorkas told a congressional hearing in 2022 that there were 389,155 gotaways. So, you know, kind of close, even more than I said. That was in 2022, and 2023 is worse. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning. When you talk about children, you kind of made me feel like I get distracted what I was going to say, because when it comes to children, it really bothers me, all the stuff that goes on. But anyways, the reason I was calling is I wanted to say that I know that there's a lot of things that the public sometimes don't know what goes on behind the scenes in the board of supervisor meetings and what's going on with the groups and things like this. And they don't get the whole story. And what's going on, to believe what the truth, who's saying the truth, and it's sad. Because, you know, I try to kind of say, I try to tell people the truth, and I actually, you know, get outcast, and actually I get retaliation for being so truthful. And, you know, and we should be able to say what we feel, because that's our constitution, or what our opinion, because I do remember you saying something about our opinion on Friday, and it really bothers me. There's so many people out there in the groups that they think that if you don't believe the way they do, they treat you like really bad. And there's two women who actually been treated really bad, and I did mention it on the Board of Supervisor meeting, and these two women are really good people, and now they're being treated really bad because they won't believe the same way as the group. And no woman should be treated like you don't have a voice, especially coming from men. And Dale Ball attacked two women on the internet and really just putting it out there, including with other emails and other people to see this. And, you know, and I think it's so wrong, because that's abuse. You're abusing a woman because she doesn't believe the way you want them to believe, or because they're not choosing the person that you want them to endorse. And I believe that's so wrong. And, you know, like I did mention on the Board of Supervisors, I witnessed Donnie Chamberlain got assaulted by Mark Kent, grabbed a strap around her neck and yanked it up high and started yelling at her.
Were you there?
Yes, I was, Carl. And I'm telling you right now, it really bothered me that I saw this, and I thought, if I go over there, they're going to probably attack me.
Okay, Dolores, I got it. We've run out of time.
But it's wrong for people to do that to women.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would only say that physical altercations between...
That's just wrong.
It is wrong. And
I don't care if it's between guys or girls.
Girls or whatever. You shouldn't be laying your hands on anybody else when you're talking about a conversation. Yeah. It's not a good idea.
Shouldn't be.
No, absolutely not.
All right. By the way, they say that there's been more than 8.6 million, million people who have illegally entered the U.S. Of these, they're saying that more than 1.6 million are getaways. And a getaway is somebody that is not going back to Mexico or any other place or where they came from. They run from Border Patrol. There's no records of them.
They're just here. In our country.
In our country.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to break from the news. And we're coming back. There's a new migraine treatment that's being done locally. Now, people coming in and doing testing on it. We're going to talk about that when we get back.
KCNR just reading.
They're thinking these pauses were last, but we understand that any pause will be used by Hamas to regroup, to regain essential equipment and supplies, and to maneuver.
Ambassador Oren speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. The House planning a vote today on the Republicans' $14 billion Israel aid package.
The bill resisted the call of President Joe Biden and congressional Democrats to combine emergency funding for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the border in a $106 billion aid package. Instead, the bill isolated aid for just Israel and coupled it with cuts provided to the IRS as part of the Inflation Reduction Act. The Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, estimated that the Israel aid funding paired with the IRS cuts would actually add billions of dollars to the U.S. budget deficit.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. GOP Senator John Kennedy says if he were President Biden's son, he'd take away Dad's car keys.
Kennedy's remarks to Fox Business News were not a jab at the president's age, but rather his policies at home and abroad. Policies Kennedy says are putting the U.S. and its allies at risk. Kennedy says the president's low approval numbers indicate most Americans feel the same way. He faults the president for trying to be what he calls a nice guy to Iran, allowing Iran to vastly increase its oil revenues. Iran is widely viewed by Western critics as the key backer of Hamas and its effort to wipe the state of Israel off the map. Bob Agner reporting.
The U.S. sanctioning 130 foreign firms and people in a bid to choke off Russia's access to supplies for the war in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 375 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Vladimir Putin is expected to seek another term in office when Russia holds presidential elections next March, but he is 71 years old, an age when death or serious illness are hardly distant concerns. If Putin was not on the ballot for some reason, it's not clear who might take his place. At the national level, Russia's political system has no primary elections in which voters can choose a candidate. Instead, political parties select their own contenders and then present them to the electorate. However the process plays out, a candidate most certainly would come from within the current power structure. Suggesting that it's not good for the nation, Nippon Steel has dropped its lawsuit against Toyota over a patent for a technology used in electric motors, saying that wrangling among Japanese companies is not beneficial to keep Japan competitive worldwide. Japan's top steelmaker says such internal disputes are not fitting during a period of much uncertainty. News and analysis, townhall.com. Taking safety on the rails to the next level.
Federal safety investigators say the automatic braking system railroads were required to install several years ago needs improvement to prevent more derailments. The National Transportation Safety Board issued a report Wednesday urging the Federal Railroad Administration and the industry to keep developing new technology that can be used to improve positive train control systems. Railroads spent 12 years and roughly $15 billion to develop and install the automatic braking systems. Congress required it in the wake of a deadly collision between a commuter and freight train in California. Keith Peters reporting.
Ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft will pay a combined $328 million to settle wage theft claims in New York. State Attorney General Letitia James says companies improperly deducted sales taxes and other fees from drivers. Costs should have been paid by customers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It is November 2nd, All Souls Day. That's what it says on my calendar. Christina's at the helm. She's there on
Good morning. On the
Starship Enterprise. So, trying to keep us still in warp speeds. Time is 8:05. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. It's Thursday. So good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. Always love to get up so early and come in here on Thursday morning.
Well, I tell you what, if I lived in Anderson, it would add a half hour to my my morning getting up. So
hardest thing I do all week. 48 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 71 and a low this evening of 53, and we have a chance of showers. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 75, and on Friday night, a chance of showers, a low of 58. And on Saturday, showers likely, a high of 66 and a low of 56. And on Sunday, another chance of showers, a high of 65, showers likely in the evening, Sunday evening, a low of 51. And on Monday, again, showers likely and a low of 61. They're saying showers likely all the way through the week, but not above 50%. Hopefully on Saturday, the showers won't hit till after the parade is over in the city of Shasta Lake. And the Veterans Parade is all
It's going to be there. We're going to have over 100 entries. Linda and I will be there announcing the parade, along with, I guess, I got three or four different announcers out there because of...
That's a great parade.
Plenty of parking. Get alongside there. You can get there early and go to breakfast at the fire hall.
Yeah.
And then go to breakfast the next day over at the Frontier Senior Center.
At the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. And I just want to remind
everybody. We're going to be there.
Oh, that's good because the quilters, we have a group of quilters at the Senior Center. And they make all kinds of things besides quilts.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a table there during the breakfast with all kinds of unique gift ideas.
So they do little quilty hats?
They have all kinds of hats and they have baby quilts and aprons.
Do they have like a horse quilt?
Excuse me. Yeah. They have all kinds of different things.
They have like a horse quilt?
A horse quilt? I don't think so.
Well, they could. I could give them the dimensions and let them do a horse quilt. Did that just choke you up?
It did.
Okay.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Dr. Harold Avila and Steve Faulkner, and they were on before several months ago for something called the 30 Faces of Hope, and it's discussing people with migraines and a new treatment for people. So who wants to tell us what happened with that? Because you were looking for people last time you got your 30.
That's correct. We did get our 30, and the results were outrageous. You know, nobody has ever heard of a treatment program that can get rid of migraines for life. I mean, there are prescription medicines that can help dull the pain or ease the pain, but it doesn't necessarily get rid of the headaches. And this is such a revolutionary treatment because it actually ends migraines for someone. They don't even have to be on prescription meds. And that's radical. And the beauty is the cost of this is just it's appallingly inexpensive, which is absolutely lovely. I say appallingly. I'm kind of saying that tongue in cheek when you look at the cost of migraine meds. But yeah, it was quite lovely. Now, you know, I'm the one of the co-founders, Dr. Avila and I, and so I was the one in charge of trying to coordinate everything locally because I live here in Reading. You know, Dr. Avila is the professor at the University of Indiana and is just an absolute genius, being able to come up with how this whole thing works. But it's really astounding. You know, the beautiful thing is we had such extreme success. We were treating patients, I had to go behind the building and just sort of bawl my eyes out because I was just in horror at how much pain people were in, and then seeing, you know, in minutes them completely come to life. And I just, you know, it's like watching somebody in a casket and then they jump out and start dancing. It's like, I don't know how you handle that. It's just outrageous. And it just got to me. But
well, Dr. Avila, what is this treatment that is causing instant relief?
The treatment is multifaceted, and that's what allows somebody to get lifetime relief. Part of it is education, because if someone's hungry and you give them a fish, you fed them for the day. But if you teach them how to fish, you fed them for their lifetime. But what really helps them instantaneously is our injections into muscles, different muscles around the face, head, neck, shoulders. This is based on the treatment that was set forth by Dr. Janet Travell, who was the first female White House physician under JFK. She's the one who prescribed the rocking chair and the back brace that he wore all the time. And the Rose Garden actually was built by Jacqueline Kennedy in honor of Janet Travell. And so I did not realize how much help the patients got on it until I put together in help with a physician who does forms at Indiana University. We put together a form that actually follows up with people. And one day when I was treating patients, I just said, will you please fill out this form again? We have them fill it out when they come in. Where are they at with pain, 0 to 10, on several different scales? And then after they got injections, where are you at now? They were dropping from 68 down to 9. And I'm like, I guess they really are getting some relief. It's just amazing. They can go out and have lunch for the first time in 6 years.
Now, what kind of injections are you talking about?
The medication we use is mepivacaine, which is a really commonly used anesthetic. In dentistry, it's used for numbing teeth.
Oh.
And it's actually, most of it's out of your body within 24 hours, about 96-97%. It doesn't make somebody loopy or anything like that. It's injected into muscles. There is no known pathway why it helps out. That's why it's not more readily used everywhere. There's not really a known pathway. But medications, the first headache medication, which was released in 2018 by the FDA, the first approved headache medication, Aimovig, they don't know exactly why it works. We know that somebody, when they have a migraine, they have elevated blood serum level of a protein called CGRP. We know that that elevates, and so that that's what researchers found out. And so what they do is they block the receptor sites with the medication, and that's why that works. But they don't know what the mechanism is works. But these injections that Dr. Janet Travell was working on, she followed what her father did. Her father was a physician, and he was doing these injections in the 20s. And Dr. Travell wrote many articles, research articles, in the 50s regarding this. But it's not widely used because we don't know exactly the pathway, how it works.
But, boy, does it work. I mean, you know, we had a lady who was in who had been to 13 neurologists. The last neurologist she was visiting told her to not call anymore because they couldn't do anything for her and to stop calling. And the dear woman was jumping around the office. I mean, it wrecked me. It wrecked me.
So how many injections are we talking about? Does it depend on the patient? Or, I mean, so you're using this kind of an anesthetic. that people dentists use, and it doesn't stay in your. I guess we've all had it at some point, so it doesn't stay in your system. So you give them in different spots that you've learned or you've mapped over the years.
Yeah, my first TMD patient that I've had that I used kind of this back in the it was in 1984.
Okay.
And so I've been doing the same treatment with headaches for patients since 19. I actually changed my system to have a multifaceted approach in 1999. And so since then I've been honing in on which muscles to inject, and it's injected into muscles as opposed to nerves.
Right.
And there's nerves, of course, inside of muscles.
Okay.
But, you know, the coolest thing is out of 600 sites in your body that, you know, you have these trigger points that, you know, where the nerves and the muscles kind of intersect, you know, the brilliance of this is that Dr. Avila figured out which of those 600 to target and what was the specific order of treating things.
Oh, it's got to be so you've got to start like with the one and work your way
through. Yeah, I mean, it was like
10.
I mean, it was insane, but that's why it took so long to figure this out. But the brilliance of it is once you figure out which places to hit and what the sequence is, it's like, holy smoke.
And is the sequence the same for every patient?
Yes, it is. You know, your original question, Carl, was how many injections do they get? And I'm sorry, I kind of, you know, I was leading up to that. But when you get Botox, you get
many.
Over 50. Okay, yeah. You get 100.
Yeah.
We use a thinner needle, and we have a maximum of 14.
Okay.
Okay, but usually, typically 12.
Over a period of time or each treatment?
The first time, it's kind of like we'd like to do it, but patients can always refuse. There are some patients who just don't like needles. I mean, kind of rare, but there are some people. And well, those patients.
They got little bitty needles. I mean,
I don't like
come
needles.
On. I mean, they're just little bitty needles. You don't even know they're going in.
The patients just look at it. But anyway, after that, they can say, they can choose to come in because we see them for 6 months.
Yeah.
We want to make sure they get help. You know, I'm one of these people, I like fixing things. And it just, there was two times in my life when I thought I would stop treating these kinds of patients. And the first time was because I just couldn't help them early in my career.
Yeah, because you didn't have the right sequence.
Yeah.
So
we got to take a break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you've been injured at work, you're not getting the treatment that you should have because of delays or just denials from insurance or whatever, give Patrick a call for a free consultation at 530-262-2168. He's been doing this for a while. He's a honorable man. He's a veteran. He's a former law enforcement. Got his law degree. Went to work for the insurance companies. Didn't like it. And came out and has opened up his workers' compensation office. It's the largest north of Sacramento. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. And we'll be right back with Dr. Harold Avila and Stephen Faulkner. And for 30 Faces of Hope, they're having a speech or a get-together tonight, a talk tonight. We'll be right back.
Kick off your Veterans Day weekend, Thursday, November 9th, 6 p.m. at Anderson VFW. Each dinner by Rock and Pea gets you a 1 in 500 chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Auction fundraiser with great prizes including firearms by Shasta County Gun Owners, Chapter of California Rifle and Pistol Association. Tickets in Reading at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas or Jones Fort. Donate or volunteer, call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates, and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burnt chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip Benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. 8:21 in the morning here on the 2nd of November. It's about 40 degrees out there.
48 degrees.
Oh, 48. Okay. Yeah. My computer's always behind for some reason.
It's supposed to be a high today of 71. That's a nice reason.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has the only hospital around here with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic center. And what's that mean? It's less intrusive, it's less pain, and faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with Dr. Harold Avila and Steve Faulkner, who were here on our show several months ago, and they've got a program called 30 Faces of Hope. And after they were on the program, they were looking for people that suffered from migraines, and they were got a lot of people down there. And Dr. Avila has found a way that can help people with migraines and solve it, and they can become literally, if they're at the 80 range of pain, it drops it all the way down to the 9 in some places, and sometimes it goes away completely. He does this through a series of injections of an FDA-approved drug that, believe it or not, that dentists use to help numb your teeth. It doesn't stay in your system, but he does it by injecting it in certain areas of the face into the muscles. And it seems to work. Now, you're having a, you're going to be talking to people tonight and tomorrow, and you're bringing in people that were, that you helped last time you were here. So tell us about that.
Well, we, with 30 Faces of Hope, we were looking for 30 patients, migraine patients, and we ask doctors, hey, send us the worst pain cases. Send us the people that you are having difficulty with. You can't help, because, you know, what we wanted to do is be able to be a proof to show physicians, okay, if we were able to help your worst patients, just imagine what we can do for everybody else. And so, boy, howdy, did we get some crazy bad patients. But, you know, like I mentioned before the break, I was kind of bawling outside behind the building trying to compose myself as we were videotaping the people getting treated, because they were in such bad shape. And then within minutes, they were skipping around the office. It was just unbelievable. So we did the trial. You know, the whole point of everything is to end migraines for your life. And so part of that is creating the breaking of pain cycles. And so some people, it's kind of like a knot. Some knots are easy to untie. Other knots take longer to untie. But what we have done, or what's going on with this event, is we're having these people come out and speak to tell people, okay, here's our experience. This is exactly what it is. And now we're making it available for people to actually have access to.
Okay, now.
Tell us about the event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to be tonight and tomorrow.
That's correct. Tonight at 7 at the Reading City Hall Community Room. Tomorrow at 10 or 10:30 at the Reading Public Library. You got to go get a seat reserved at the website 30facesofhope.com, the number 30 Faces of Hope. But the reason that you really want to register,
3-0.
Yeah. Is that we're giving away a couple of these treatments. One at each event, so you definitely want to register. So when you come, you're qualified to win that.
Does this, when you start giving the shots, when you're finished, is it like instant relief?
Most of the people have instant relief, and it could be for 6 to 8 hours. Some people want a day or two. Some people a week. Some people a permanent relief, you know, a small minority, but it has happened. And,
so for a period of time each, maybe the first time it lasts, for a week, and then maybe the next time it lasts for 2 weeks, or
the first time sometimes it'll last. They have permanent relief on occasion, but they at least get 6 to 8 hours typically. Now there are, you know, we do have some people, my very very small minority, don't feel anything, and maybe one or two might have some pain. I'll take that, but not very many. I've given it to over 1,200 patients, and I've had maybe one or two that have had pain.
Now is the idea behind this is to have physicians trained in this?
We'll have practitioners trained in this. Yes, that's the whole idea.
That's the idea. So that, I mean, you can't be everywhere.
Correct. Well, and Reading will be the first, and is the first city in America outside of the university area where this is created for this to be released. So that's kind of a cool thing. But more than just the injections, there's several other different treatment modalities that happen all at the same time. So the injections are just kind of the training wheels. They just sort of jumpstart some of the things. But there's a custom orthotic that's created that you wear in your mouth. There's a regimen of muscle relaxers that kind of get you on the path to breaking up the pain cycles. There's a whole bunch of education. So when you have all four of those happening at the same time, and then we make repeated follow-up visits free as part of the whole program
package,
what you're doing is you're continually chipping away at, and I'm sorry, I'm whacking on the table like I'm chopping something, forgive me. What you're doing is creating a continuous whacking at things.
Which causes the migraines.
That cause the migraines, so that after, you know, a period of time, you don't get them. You don't get them anymore.
And we teach them so that if they do get them in the future, this is a lifetime condition. When they get them in the future, they know what to do. And they have tools. We give them tools to take care of it in the future. It just becomes a part of who they are.
Well, you know, people that suffer from migraines, this is a huge thing. My grandson had migraines, and I think he probably still occasionally gets them, but he had them when he was young. Now, you can treat children for this,
yes,
but in a different way.
Yeah, it's a different way, and, you know, I'm not going to get into that, but I first learned it from my daughter, who at age 9, my wife says, I think she's having the symptoms that you treat. And so I learned with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it worked with her.
And it worked with other people. I had this one girl in second grade. She was seeing a lot of physicians and stuff. At the end of her second grade year, she couldn't go to school because of migraines. She was going to a lot of physicians. And then summer came on, and she lost all her headaches. School started again in third grade. She started having migraines. She ended up in my office. I don't know how, but she ended up in my office. You know, the parents are, you know, poor. And I said, you know, I can do this for $150. And we can't afford that. But 2 weeks later, I said, we can afford it. We've been everywhere. And took care of her. Within 3 months, she was out. She was out of migraines, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so if you're interested, and should be if anybody in your family's got migraines, that you head on down to the City Hall tonight and listen to Dr. Avila and Steve here about how you can get rid of them.
And they need to register.
Yeah, yeah, you need to register.
And they have a very informative web page. It's 30facesofhope.com. It's got all kinds of information on there. They can read about more about the doctor and in this whole process, and more importantly, register for these two things that are coming up tonight and tomorrow.
It's going to be it's starting here in Redding.
Yeah.
And it's going to spread throughout the United States. It works. The doctor's had over 1,200 patients that he's worked with. And I've never had a migraine. I don't get headaches.
I had migraines when I was in my early 20s, and they're excruciating. They're totally debilitating. You can't move. You can't.
Yeah.
The room can't move around you. They're horrible.
And so people that suffer with these, this could be the way that you escape that pain and inability to do anything. Yeah.
So this is the opportunity. They're opening it up now to the public. Let more people know about this, that this is available. So this is your opportunity to, at the very least, go to the webpage and learn about it. And then if you can do it this evening or tomorrow, you can sign up and go and learn about this. If you have someone that you know or you yourself, it's like chicken soup. It can't hurt you.
Amen. Well, and the best part is when we have the trial participants, the people that were helped themselves, you actually get to hear from the horse's mouth what's going on. You know, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to have
people you treated. And how many months ago was that?
June.
It was in June.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So got treated in June. It'd be interesting to hear, especially since it's a regiment of things that you do to help prevent it. But I think people would just jump all over this if you have migraines.
If you have migraines, I can't imagine why you wouldn't avail yourself of this opportunity.
Of an FDA approved method of doing this.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Avila, really happy that y'all came back, and Steve kept calling me, and I kept thinking, I know him. And they called this morning, and it just worked out really well.
I only do Thursdays, but I was on the show when we talked about this the first time in June.
Yeah. Well,
so, yeah.
Okay, one more time, 30facesofhope.com. It's going to be tonight at the Reading City Council in the community room there, and tomorrow at the Reading Public Library. But get on there and sign up because, you know, you don't want to get there and not be able to get in.
Yeah.
And especially if you have migraines or you have family or loved ones with it, this could be the way of solving that problem. Dr. Avila, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate it very much.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Guys.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their book, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8:36 in the morning here on the 2nd of November. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I got my hair cut there yesterday, and it's great. I've never had a bad haircut there. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478 or drop by if they've got an opening. They're more than happy to give you a super haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. I will say they took down the dinosaur mount. I love that dinosaur mount, but when they painted it, they took it down because people would ask, where'd you get that? Well, it was in the deepest parts of Peru, up in the mountains, and you know that's the last known breeding grounds of these types of dinosaurs. And they tell these stories. No, it's not real.
You had to be there.
You had to be there.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, the website, and I'm going to put it on our chat room here. It was 30facesofhope.com. Is that correct?
30facesofhope.com.
Okay. And it's the number 30facesofhope.com. Okay.
And it's a really informative website. They've got all kinds of information in it. Tell you more about it, more about the doctor, and more about the opportunities. But again, I would just simply say that if you have migraines and are not getting relief, wow, why not show up at one of these and learn more about it? And
yeah.
pain is something.
If you can get rid of pain.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why anybody wouldn't try anything. I know I certainly have had a little bit to do with that over the last couple of years. And
this is using
whatever.
Yeah, this is a series of things you do.
Yeah.
Besides the injections. To
build towards a lifetime cure.
Oh my
of
gosh.
Getting rid of the causes of why you get migraines.
And they did their test here in June, and they're going to have people that they've helped. And he said, it doesn't work for everybody, but it works for the vast majority.
Yeah.
And imagine if you could cut your migraine pain in half, so that you could actually function. Like I said, I've never had it, but I've seen people that have, and they're just,
I can remember that it would be so bad, and at the time I lived in an apartment out on North Street in San Jose, California, and it was on a truck route. And when I would get these, the trucks going by on the road would just shake the bed enough that I excruciating. I simply could not.
Yeah, like I said,
the only thing you can do is just put yourself out for 24 hours. Because you can't stand to be awake with the pain.
So I asked him during the break, what causes migraines? And he says a lot of times it's stress.
Yeah.
A lot of times it could be you're allergic to something you're eating. And people have food allergies. And that may be something else, too, as part of the treatment is trying to find out.
I drink a
glass of wine. And, an hour later I get a migraine. You might want to stop drinking wine
Yeah.
Do that. But anyway, it's a whole series of things you can do to cut back on migraines. And that's those meetings tonight at the did we find out what time it was?
The meeting tonight is at 7:30 and the one tomorrow is
at 10 o'clock. 10:30. Oh,
10:30? 10:30.
Get there at 7 and 10.
Okay.
So you can get your seats. Mike Johnson, not the sheriff, but the new speaker. They are upset because he's Christian. Some people on the left.
Christian, conservative, MAGA, he's got all kinds of things against him.
Doug Lemoff is going to be on tomorrow, and we're going to talk about Mike Johnson because Congressman Lemoff has put out that he knows him and thinks he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a rise through the party. He was only elected in 2017.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, and the, I think the fascinating thing is that you and I both know that at this point there isn't anybody in the media who is not scouring everything trying to find negative information about Mr. Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are turning over every rock and every piece
of
paper.
Did he kick a dog when he was six?
Exactly.
He was 6 years old and he yelled at a dog. Yeah.
And it's fascinating to me that they have been unable to really unearth anybody who dislikes the guy.
Well, they're going to go back at his – they can't come directly at him on his religion directly. But they can come in from the flanks because he's a Christian and he believes in the – The other thing,
how could you
get everybody in the Republican caucus, the whole group of Republicans all voted for him. I mean, they can't even agree what day it is in the Republican Party.
Well, and that was a fascinating thing to me. And I said, I think on the show last week, that I would love to have been a fly on the wall to figure out what in the world was said that convinced all of these 220 Republicans to all vote in the same direction. Okay, so the first test is coming up now. They've got the bill that he just introduced that is the aid for Israel alone.
Yeah, he split the Ukrainian Israeli
taking on
bill.
Biden, taking on Biden and saying, okay, no, we don't think we want to do that as a package. We want to separate out the money for Israel, and we'll see now, can we get that passed? And then he's got the appropriation bills, and so he's got a test in front of him to see is he going to be able to produce. One of the things, and a lot of people are really angry at Getz because he got rid of McCarthy, and I will tell you that I'm not in that camp. I don't have a feeling one way or the other specifically about Mr. Getz, but I do have some feelings about McCarthy. And I wasn't in favor of him when he was put in there. I don't like his record. I don't like his demeanor. Having said that, I'm entitled to my opinion. But what he did do that really This is why we all hate politicians, is they say one thing and do another. And he is a perfect example of someone who made promises, made agreements, said what any whoever he was talking
what
did
he, to, what
he
needed.
Agreed.
Yeah.
He would agree to. Whatever, whoever he was talking to, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then he'd go to the other side and he'd make deals with them. And he kept trying to work both sides against the middle. And he got caught up in his own conniving. And so I was not upset when he, I can't believe they were stupid enough to agree to that one person can throw you out kind of rule, in the first place, but he did. And so sometimes it's not pretty what happens, but we may have come out of this with a really responsible person who can actually lead that house now and perhaps get some things accomplished. Our government has got to start acting like our government again. These continuing resolutions have got to stop. The Congress needs to do their job. They need to adopt a budget, and then the Senate needs to ratify that, and it needs to go into law like it's supposed to. We haven't done that in years, and we have to start legislating. They have to start doing their job as legislators and stop just passing the ball around and ducking for cover when things get ugly. I would love to see them start doing their job. Let's pass some bills. Let's do some legislating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's hope. It's going to be interesting to see if he can make that happen.
Okay, let's take a break. I like taking a break after you've... I would like to see them... Here's what I would like to see, and I think the people of America would like to see this. I'm no different than most of America. I want to see them put America first, where they protect our borders, they build our infrastructure, and they get out of the, you know, and somebody being designated a terrorist because you speak up at a school function. Where did that come from? And then yet they haven't said a word about the anti-Semitic attacks on these campuses. I mean, come on. I mean, you can't even get some of the Congress people in there to say that Hamas attacking Israel was bad, you know,
nope.
And killing people like this.
No. Nope.
Anyway, let's take a quick break. Veterans Day Parade this Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. Hey, in the Shasta County Child Support Services, they're having their winter coat drive. New coats with tags, because they don't have laundry facilities and all this, so they're accepting new coats with tags. They gave out 200 last year, and it wasn't enough, so they're trying to get 300 this year. All sizes are welcome, from little children all the way up through teenagers. And you can drop them off at the Child Support Services on Park Marina Drive, Health and Human Services in Anderson on Center Street, or Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, or any Shasta County branch of Tri-Counties Bank. We'll be right back.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back. Am I on? And my sound just went weird on me in my headphones. So welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Maybe it's my voice.
I think it's your voice, Carl. We've had a problem.
Thank you.
Something
thank you.
In
oh,
the air.
Oh, gosh, there is. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, it is. It's me. I'm back with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's 8:50 in the morning here on the 2nd. Let's go to the phones. Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. I was calling in regarding Mike Johnson, our new Speaker of the House.
Oh, okay.
And he was on Hannity last night with the whole House of Representatives behind him. And they interviewed him and several of the people from the House of Representatives. It was very, very interesting. I don't know if any of your callers watched it, but if they didn't, they should try to watch it because it was amazing.
What did he, what was your takeaway from it?
He's a wonderful leader. He's a wonderful leader, very well respected, and, of course, he's a staunch Republican Christian, which is important to, I think, most people in America. Let's hope most people.
I'm feeling more and more every day that, in fact, that is the majority in America, and I think it's starting to show.
I think it's starting, Trish. I really do.
I think that
so anyway,
if
anybody
back.
Can watch it, please do. It's very informative.
Okay.
Oh, thanks very
well,
much,
thanks, Judy.
Thanks
for
guys.
The phone call.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I want to follow up on that, and I had this is comes up a lot lately, and I don't know whether you've been aware of it, but it appears to me that with everything happening in this country, a lot more people are willing to stand up and wave the flag again, and confess that we are a Christian country, and own up to that. People are using it in their conversations. You hear it in speeches. I'm hearing it more and more in God We Trust, God Bless America. God is part of it. And I think that's important. I think that's the only way we're going to get out of the mess we're in.
It gives, you know, for some people, it really gives a moral compass.
Well, and we are a Christian country.
Yeah, we should be there should be some standards there that people have. Moral standards that prevent them from hate and all these other things.
The difference between right and wrong.
That's a big thing. Hey, November 9th, a week from today, they're having a fundraiser, live auction, and a raffle at the Anderson VFW on West Center Street in Anderson. It's for the Shasta County Gun Owners and California Rifle and Pistol Association, supporting Second Amendment rights. For more information, for tickets can be purchased at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spas on West Side Road. For more information, contact Gary or Wendy at 530-782-2222. Okay.
You know, one of the subjects.
Either way,
yeah.
If you haven't bought a ticket for the Marine Corps Ball, it's too late.
You're sold out.
No, we haven't. Well, I think we still got some tickets left, but I've got to give a number today. And I guess we could probably fit another 30 or 40 in. If you want to go, just go to Eventbrite. 248th birthday ball, Redding, California, and you can get those tickets and pick your seats and all that. But we sold a lot of tickets.
Do it today. And also, you have some gun raffles going on.
Gun raffles, they're out there right now. They took all of my raffle tickets and and sold them. So we're having our meeting today, probably our last meeting before the ball next week, November 10th. So, yeah, it's a group of people, like six or seven of us, sometimes eight, sometimes less.
Well, and you miss my good friend Mike Gutierrez, who was your right hand in that for so many years. And
we're going to miss Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike and Ellen have a very...
Ellen's going to be there.
Good friends of
She's
mine
guest,
for
though.
Many, many years.
Yeah.
And so, what a loss.
I tell you what, you didn't realize just how much of a cog this man was until he passed, he passed suddenly.
Suddenly,
and
we're
still trying to catch up with it. It's taken like three people to do what he used to do. So,
wonderful gentleman, knew him for years. And,
Anyway, okay. We talked about Mike Johnson, and we've talked about what's going on in our city and county.
Well, and just remind everybody to come down to the Frontier Senior Center, and I want to talk about one other little thing that we've got a project going, maintaining that facility. Frontier Senior Center is different in that most senior centers in the state of California are part of a government agency. They're part of a city or they're part of the county. They're part of government and funded. And the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson is a standalone senior center. It's owned by the seniors, has no government funding involved in it, and it operates totally on donations, rental of the facility, fundraisers that we hold, and we operate a thrift store, ETC, over on Center Street. So all the funds from ETC go to support the Frontier Senior Center. It's like owning a great big house, though, because there's always kind of honeydews that need to be done, and the honeydews on a building that size are costly. So we're in the process of doing some exterior work on the facility, and I just want to give a shout-out to some people who have helped make that possible.
Sure.
The Anderson Rotary, who is always our right-hand man, have donated funds that they've raised through their things to help us with that project. Mm-hmm. Joe Martinez from Vittles Restaurant in Anderson has made a donation, again, bless his heart, to help with that project. And AT&T, a good friend that I've worked with for many years, just sent me a donation from them. So I just want to reach out and thank those people. It's important. We're going to be able to do some of that work to maintain that facility down in Anderson. And one of the things you can help to do that is come to the breakfast on this Sunday.
What are the hours?
8 o'clock in the morning till 11. You have your choice of three different kinds of breakfast. You can have pancake, sausage, and eggs, or French toast and sausage or eggs, and biscuits and gravy. All scratch. It's all good stuff.
Yeah, your biscuits and gravy is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
Hey, speaking of something else in Anderson, Becca's restaurant is moving across the freeway. That's going to be next week, too, I believe. And
they have a fundraiser going for that.
Yeah,
in the process of renovating that new building.
Yeah, and there's a GoFundMe page for the Pops 50 that burnt down. They're trying to get that rebuilt before Cool April Nights. But Becca's, Linda and I talked to Becca for like 30 minutes the other day, and they're just all excited about moving down there and more room and all that. this, but they're doing fundraisers there just to help, you know, with offset the cost.
Then, speaking of Anderson, I just want to throw out, remember to put on your calendar. It's a ways to go yet, but historically, the Christmas in Anderson is the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And it's great. Big parade.
Where do they parade at?
Lighted Christmas parade down by where the Christmas tree is, down next to the railroad tracks, at the old fire station.
Oh, okay.
And we have a whole skit going on there, and there's all kinds of activities for the children. They get to decorate cookies, and Santa comes, and it's a huge event. It's historically the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Okay. And there's crazy things going, I mean, not crazy things, but so many things going on. I mean, we're into that season now.
Absolutely.
Christmas tree lightings, Christmas parades, the Veterans Day parade, and all of these. Keep paying attention. We're going to try and hit all of these. So.
Yeah, all kinds of fun stuff. And if you can't find, you know, people say, oh, there's nothing to do in Shasta County. That's just ridiculous because you can just find a dozen.
I'm not hearing that as much as I used to.
Yeah.
And,
well, because there's so many things going on, you can't find time to see all of them.
And by the way, people asking about Liam. Liam was our producer for, I don't know, 8-9 months. We really like Liam, but he's no longer with us. And why is that? Liam's going to firefighter school at Shasta College.
Good for him.
He's at orientation today, and he starts in January.
Fantastic.
I think it's like 4 or 5 very intensive months. I just had lunch with him yesterday. I want to take him out to lunch. So, hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be our guest. God bless America.
My ground, and I won't back down.